The Holy Gospel for this day is read from the 20th chapter of the book of Matthew. It's entitled A Parable, The Laborers in the Vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them out into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same, and about 5 o'clock he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." The landowner said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But the landowner replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last the same as to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Good morning, First Lutheran Church of Poughkeepsie. It's a great privilege for me to bring you God's word this morning. I have heard many wonderful things about you from Pastor Deb that I wish I could be with you to meet you all. I am Pastor David Wongard from Lutheran World Relief, and it is my call to travel this great country and tell the story of this great Lutheran congregation that works in some 35 countries to care for the poorest of the poor among us, impacting millions and millions of lives. Thank you for what you do to support this organization, for your prayers, and a special thank you to you blanket sewers who have donated more than 5,000 quilts in over 40 years to warm the cold and the hungry in our world. Listen again to these verses from the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. "Now when the first who were hired came, they thought they would receive more than those who were hired last. But each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled. They grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us.' And the landowner replied, 'Are you envious because I am jealous? Are you envious because I am jealous?'" On July 29th, three shipping containers of Lutheran World Relief quilts and kits arrived in the port of Beirut, bound to serve more than 24,000 refugees from across the region who are sheltering in Lebanon. 6 days later, a great explosion rocked the port, killing 200, injuring 6,000, and perhaps damaging many of the quilts and kits that we had sent. We at LWR immediately began to call congregation quilting groups whose quilts may have been damaged in the explosion. I have to admit that I was a bit nervous in making these calls, for I expected to hear disdain, grumbling, some anger, and of course, deep sadness. But what I heard instead was kindness, compassion, generosity, and grace. These quilters' concern was not about the loss of their labor or the loss of their money. Their concern was for the many men, women, and children who would not be receiving a quilt this winter. Their concern was for the least of these, the poor, the hungry, the homeless. As one quilter said, "I guess I'd better oil up my sewing machine and get back to work so that the homeless will have a quilt this winter. I better oil up my sewing machine." What generosity, what love, what compassion for the least of these in our world. Generosity, love, and compassion were at the heart of our landowner in our parable for today. For he chose at the last hour to care for those no one else would hire. He chose to show kindness to those in desperate need, who needed some money to put food on the table. He chose to show kindness to those in great need. Perhaps they were the unlovable in the community, the untouchable, the outcast, the immigrant. Perhaps they were the ones who could not work, the weak, the lame, the ones the other landowners saw unfit to work in their vineyards. But this landowner looked upon them with compassion and with grace and chose to reward them as he rewarded those chosen at the beginning of the day. You see, all held value in this landowner's eyes. This parable of the landowner is given to us today, I believe, to show us what is at the heart of our God. As a landowner was generous, so is our God. Our God is a God of compassion, of generosity, of love. Our God does not measure us by what we do or what we don't do, but gives to us freely. And our God gives freely, especially to those in special need, the homeless, the outcast, the poor, the forsaken. Our God is a God of generosity and kindness, who shows his generosity to the world through our acts of generosity and kindness. I see daily in my job how generous God is through God's people. How generous God is through people just like you. Through your acts of love and kindness, the world comes to know the kindness of God. I learned this again a couple of years ago when I heard about a quilt distribution in the Philippines, an island where a great tsunami had hit and thousands upon thousands of people were left homeless. The line of people waiting to receive a quilt that day was as far as the eyes could see. The person from LWR who was handing out the quilts decided to ask the recipients why these quilts were so important in their daily life. "Ma'am," the first said, "it gets cold at night, and these quilts keep us warm. Ma'am, another said, with some sticks and a bit of twine, we'll use this quilt to make a tent to shelter us from the heat of the day and the cold of the night. Look around, another said. All you see are the gray and brown tarps that the army and the government has given us. These quilts bring beautiful color to our life, and you need color to survive. Man, the fourth one said, though we have experienced a terrible tragedy, it is essential that the celebrations of life continue. I'm going to wrap this quilt around my daughter for her to use as a wedding dress on the day of her wedding. Finally, one quilt recipient said this, I will be using this quilt to wrap around my husband's body until it is time for burial. For this quilt means that those who don't even know us and live so far away still love us so much to make us something so beautiful. Certainly God must love us too. If people so far away who don't even know us love us so much to make us something so beautiful, certainly God must love us too. Generosity, my friends, is at the heart of our God, and it is through us that God chooses to show his generosity, compassion, kindness, and love to the world. And it is through our generosity and kindness that God inspires others to be generous and kind too. Generosity and kindness is now taking place in northern Iraq. For over a decade, this country experienced war, turmoil, and extreme hunger. A couple of years ago, because of congregational generosity just like yours, LWR went to work in this desolate land to help farmers regrow the crops necessary to feed their families and to feed their communities. We supplied them with simple tools, fresh seeds, some irrigation equipment, and some knowledge on how to once again grow crops in such a dry land. Within a year or so, the land just flourished with vegetables, with enough food to feed its people. When COVID-19 hit these villages, the farmers discovered that many of the sick and the elderly were unable to get food for the day. And so what did they do? They did what you would do. They generously loaded up their vans and their pickups to deliver food for free to those most in need in their community. It's a simple story, I know, but it proclaims how kindness and generosity breeds kindness and generosity. Generosity and kindness is indeed at the heart of our God. A God so generous to us that he gave us his only son to die so that we today would have life and have it abundantly. The psalm writer in Psalm 145 sings of God's generous heart in this way. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is generous to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. And so, my friends, my prayer for us this day is this. May we be as generous as God is generous to us. Amen.